Our United win 1-0 over Minnesota over the weekend. Minnesota. And here to talk to us about it and what he saw and his observations, none other than Jason Longshore, soccer analyst. Follow him at Longshoe on Twitter. And Jason, here's the deal. You talk about overcoming adversity, all right? It's cold. We're down a man, and we end up losing starters in the process, and we're still able to come out with the victory. Pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of those games that really can show you what this team can be. You know, championship teams find ways to win these types of matches. You just have to deal with sometimes things go against you. And Atlanta United won in a way that I don't think – any of us would have ever expected, a very defensive way to win.
Right.
They found a way to do it.
You know, Jason, we've talked a lot about all the great things we've been able to do here in just a very short history, just one season under our belt, and now a great start. But I was at Rerow over the weekend. I was talking to a bunch of guys that I've got 10 years of soccer knowledge. I don't claim to be an expert. I just know what I like, and I see things with Leandro Gonzalez-Pires sometimes on the road that make me pull my hair out. Is Tata got to work with him to be more consistent? I mean, what is up with some of the bad decisions he makes?
You know, he's a classic, you know, youngish, up-and-coming center back where he's very aggressive and it serves him very well most of the time. But what he's got to add to his game is picking his spots. And when you pick up that yellow card in the first minute, which I think was the right call, I mean, he had to drag Dinlady down because Dinlady had gotten past him. You have to make the foul there. He does. He takes the yellow. Your game has to change at that point.
Right.
And that's the element of experience that LGP has to develop, being able to play a different style game, stay out of tackles, stay out of stuff like what happened on the last yellow on the sideline, just avoid anything that could lead to that second yellow. He doesn't have that second gear yet, and that's something he's going to have to develop to get to the next level. I think he has the ability to be a top center back in this league, but it's that decision-making that can hurt him.
What about Larenewicz and Greg Garza? They are expected to play moving forward. What's the situation there?
Larenewicz worried me at the time because it looked like the Minnesota player fell into him, kind of rolled up the ankle. Mm-hmm. He said it was an ankle that he came off with. He was really struggling to get off the field. I think a lot of that was down to the cold. He was walking around after the match. He should be okay, according to Tata Martino, for this week. Greg Garza, I don't think, was that serious on the day. Maybe a little bit of gamesmanship in
right.
that situation.
Right.
Which is, hey, you have to do it. I mean, that's what the situation called for. The way the referee handled it was what blew my mind. I've never seen a ref refuse to allow a player back on the field in that situation. Typically, you give the yellow for time wasting if you feel it's time wasting, and that's it.
Right.
He refused to allow Garza on for about a minute of action. And Mike and I were kind of going nuts in the booth on that one.
Yeah, because we're down to 9 guys at that point. Yeah. It is Jason Longshore. As Carl mentioned, you can follow him at Longshoe for United fans, talking United. And again, a great gritty win, as Brad Guzan said, sense of determination, togetherness, fight, and spirit. And the ultimate irony is after, and we said this last break before you came on, Jason, after watching every other goalkeeper, especially Mercedes-Benz, take an interminable amount of time to put the ball back in play, Goose gets popped for a yellow card on Saturday.
And he really wasn't even taking that much time. That was a really quick trigger on that yellow card
right.
for time-wasting to Guzan. What impressed me about this game was, you know, it's a clean sheet. You'd think Brad Guzan had a whole bunch of saves. He only had a handful, and only one was a really difficult save. The back line in front of him, Michael Parkhurst and Chris McCann, and Chris McCann does not get enough credit in this team. Chris McCann was immense on Saturday night. 13 clearances playing center back, which he hasn't played for this team in a regular season match yet. An amazing performance from him moving all around. He's played in the midfield. He's played out wide. He plays center back in this one, shifted from 3 center backs to 2 at different points in the match. They would not have gotten that result without Chris McCann.
Got the Dukes of Bell bounce, Carl.
We just we didn't want to brag on ourselves, but he did come on the show. We got some extra karma
That's
for
it.
Him. And, yeah, he came on, and we pumped him up, and he played great. There's no doubt about it. The Dukes of Bell bounce is real.
Fine Irish lad.
All right, man. Let's talk, Jason, about Barco. Do you think we're going to get a chance to see him? I know we are excited about, you know, the fact we've won 3 straight now. But, listen, this fan base is excited about when are we going to get a chance to see this kid?
The question is going to be if he hits the training field tomorrow, if he can get some training in this week and start to get up to speed, I think he could be in the 18 this weekend. This weekend's match with LAFC is going to be a fascinating one. LAFC had been undefeated, took a 3-0 lead on their crosstown rivals, LA Galaxy, on Saturday, and ended up losing 4-3 when Zlatan Ibrahimovic came on and scored two late. They're going to come in with a wide-open style, and this match could be a track meet on Saturday. And when you could get a guy like Barco, maybe as a second-half sub, about 15, 20 minutes out of him on Saturday,
right,
and running at tired defenders in a wide-open match, Barco could make some magic happen. I hope he's ready to go this week.
All right, so we could see eight coming off the bench, basically, is a way to look for it, perhaps.
Yeah, the reports are going to be out of training this week. If he can get in some action and training early and start to get up to speed with the teammates, you're lucky with the three wins. You don't have to rush him back into the starting lineup. The way this team's playing, bring him off the bench late, let him run at tired defenders, he'll be dangerous.
Hey, we also want to mention, because I know you're a big part of Atlanta United, too. They tied Charlotte 2-2 on Saturday. Their first road game, and just keeping people up to date because, again, you're also doing those games as well when you have time, right?
Yeah, this weekend's going to be a busy one for me. I have LAFC on Saturday and then Penn FC with Atlanta United 2 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But the twos got a result in Charlotte against a very good team in the Charlotte Independents, and the storyline coming out of it, it's the two homegrown signings to the first team who played with the second team this weekend. George Bello, 16 years old. First professional match, he scores a goal. Lagos Kunga scored a world-class goal to take a 2-1 lead. They ended up giving up a goal late, ends up a 2-2 draw. But Kunga and Bello on first-team contracts, starring for the second team right now. Keep an eye on those guys. I don't think they're going to be ready in the next maybe month or so. But late in the season, you need a spark. Right. You have some players doing it with the second team.
It is our man, Jason Longshore. Follow him at Longshoe on Twitter. Again, nobody's more dialed in. Again, hear him with Mike Conti on the call on 92.9. The game, 5 o'clock kick, by the way, against LAFC. Weather right now looks a little funky, but obviously a lot of time between now and then. Hopefully some perfect conditions for tailgate. Love that 5 o'clock kick.
I do, too. Early tailgate, and then you can get, you know, listen, Mike and I always talk about this. We like stuff just like everybody else right now, right?
Right.
So by 7:30, we're out of there and, you know, rolling wherever we're going.
And then it's
going
to be victory steak time.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
I hope so, too.
Jason, great job as always. We look forward to talking with you later in the week as we gear up for LAFC, and appreciate the input. Good stuff, man.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, big man. So, again, when we talk about United, and I got a lot of heat. I was on Twitter on Saturday night, and I said, you know, LGP is like a liability. I just want to hear it from, you know, Jason's mouth. Look, we know the guy's got the ability. We know we can do things, but just got to use your noggin more, and hopefully Tata will straighten him out on the back end.
Listen, I think it's a valid point, and we've now got a couple of games where we can say that. We can see what's going on. It even goes back to last season.